Just 3 minutes, 4 minutes now after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show on this Football Friday, presented by Big City Roadhouse. Joining me now, talk about one of the games that actually still kind of matters this weekend for our teams. The Wyoming Cowboys going up against Nevada this weekend. Ethan Bird, KGWN-TV. Also, it's Josh Allen Day tomorrow, Ethan. So it's going to be a busy, busy day for you, my friend.
Oh, it's going to be more than a busy day, Brady. It's going to be a darn long day. But it's going to be a fun day. I mean, it's funny. It's pretty much just become known as the Josh Allen game. I don't think anybody calls it the Nevada game anymore. Like, when you're talking about this weekend, everyone says, you going to the Josh Allen game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to the Josh Allen game.
What is he going to do? Like, what's kind of planned? I'm guessing a big announcement or something at halftime, but he's going to be there probably well before the game and such, hanging out.
Yeah, I mean, I like how our good friend Tony Tucker puts it. They're going to be moving him around like the Pope.
Yeah.
there's not going to be a lot of access for anyone, not even media, with Josh Allen. But it is going to be a big halftime ceremony. I mean, it's the first number to be retired at the University of Wyoming. It's a historic day. We're also running a 30-minute special about the retirement and Josh on Sunday night on KGWN-TV. It'll be really cool. One of the Hall of Famers that we talked to, good old Kevin McKinney, he said that Josh might be the most famous person to ever come out of Wyoming. Hmm. Yeah, you know, comparing him to guys like Chris Ledoux, even.
Wow.
And I would happen to agree with him. I mean, there's something different when you're watching Sunday Night Football and you hear Josh Allen, University of Wyoming, and he was the best player in the NFL last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge thing. And I'm really glad that Josh, because you see this a lot with colleges. Players go on and they make their thing and they make a lot of money. They do whatever. And just sometimes they don't really seem to connect with their old school. You don't see it all the time. And that has not been the case with Wyoming and Josh Allen. He seems to be very generous and he cares about this program consistently. And I love that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and he reps them all the time pregame. He's finally coming back. I mean, he didn't come back out of his choice. He's an NFL quarterback. People don't realize how demanding that is for him. You know, he's not like some linebacker who can go play his game on Thursday and then hang out for the whole game on the sidelines on Sunday. Like, this dude, as soon as he's done, we don't even know if he'll stay the whole game. As soon as he's done with the ceremony, as far as we know, Buffalo's going to want him back ASAP to start looking at film.
Yeah, sure. Well, and you said it, too, with the quarterback. Like, he's pretty famous, you know, like he has a lot of other things, endorsement deals, things like that, that he's needed to do. Because now he's like the face of the Buffalo Bills, too. Like, that's not just, like you said, just a random good linebacker or whatever. He is the face of the Bills. He's one of the faces of the NFL. One of the most popular players in the league, in sports, probably.
Is a billion-dollar asset right there, and he's married to another billion-dollar asset. It's
kind of silly
that there's going to be any like a whole lot of access to him in general.
Is his wife going to be there? Like you said, she's pretty darn rich. She's pretty darn famous on her own right.
Yeah, no, she's been in a couple of movies, right? From talking to some folks at UW, it's changed every week, which doesn't surprise me. I mean, she's a very busy person. He's a very busy guy. So basically what they told us is they're going to find out when they get off the plane tonight.
Oh, wow. Really? That would be cool, though. That'd be another famous person right there. I mean, I don't know if you saw the movie Sinners over the summer, Ethan, but it's very good. She's very good in it.
It's a great movie. She's a great actress. Seems like a good person. A couple of good people coupled up right there.
Do you wonder about, like, how did they meet? How did that happen? Because, like, with Travis Kelce and that Taylor Swift story, it started with Travis Kelce, like, saying, I really want to meet Taylor Swift. Like, that's kind of how that started. I'm curious how I don't know if you have any insight to that, but I always wonder, how do these famous people from different types of fame link up?
I think that's a level of money and and privilege we'll never understand. Maybe there's an app, you know, hot rich people meet.
Yeah.
But it's probably something like that. I mean, they probably just call up their agent and they're like, yo, give me a date with Haley Steinfeld and you see what happens.
Yeah, that's probably how it is. The app thing is interesting. They won't even let us access that. That's on the other side of the web for guys like us.
That's a level of wealth that will never understand or be invited to. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, probably not, my friend. Ethan, the game itself, though, right? I mean, Wyoming needs to win two games to become bowl eligible. It would appear this should be an easy one, but then Nevada, what did they do last week against San Jose State? Suddenly it doesn't seem like a gimme right now.
I know. San Jose State, the downfall of San Jose State's got to be studied a little bit. They have looked horrible the past few weeks.
Oh, yeah, no. It's wild.
It's absolutely not a given anymore. It's now it's more of a question mark, you know? It's weird.
Yeah, well, the whole conference has been weird, man. Like, the Mountain West has just been very strange, very, very hard to predict this year, to say the least.
Yeah, this is exactly what we were talking about last week. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of universes where Wyoming beats Fresno, right? But I didn't think there was a universe where Nevada beat San Jose like they did. And now we're in a universe where you're playing Nevada and you're going, this is a little scarier now.
Yeah, no, 100%. And now Fresno State on that side of it. Fresno State is in second place in the conference. They have a chance to play in the championship game still. And that's the team that their loss to Colorado State almost saved Jay Norvell's job, at least for the season. That was maybe what kept him going a little bit longer, was that win over Fresno State.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. And then you look at this game, just with it's senior day, you've got Josh Allen, you've got a bowl game on the line. This is more than just a must win for Wyoming.
This is a
several years defining game. You know, you lose this and everyone's just going to look at this team and this coaching staff as the guys who lost the game when Josh Allen was there. Ooh. And they're never going to see Josh Allen again until he retires. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. They added pressure to win a game like this for so many reasons, everything you just outlined. It's absolutely huge. What are we expecting at that big position with the best quarterback to ever do it for Wyoming going to be in attendance? What do we expect from that position? I mean, is it still Caden at this stage, or what do we know?
I mean, he's still technically got eligibility.
yeah.
I think that's what you wanted. That would be the most ideal. I caught up with James Price for the special that we're doing, a former wide receiver who played with Josh, who's now a wide receiver coach at Nevada. So it's pretty cool that he gets to be there. And, you know, I was like, you know, like, you're going into game day, right? Like, I know you can't really be rooting for the other team, blah, blah, blah. He's like, well, the biggest thing I got to tell my guys is at least we're not playing Josh Allen. You know, that's like the perfect scenario is Josh, he says, let me put this on one more time, and he plays after halftime. But that's impossible, unfortunately.
Wouldn't that be something?
Caden's got to be better. I think that's the bottom line.
I mean, he's the guy, right? At least for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. For now, I mean, we'll find out. I mean, if you lose this game, just throw Mason Droop in there against Hawaii. You've got nothing to lose, right? Give the young guys some reps, some real game reps. I mean, I think we'll see a lot more of Mason in this game as well.
Yeah, it so many times comes back to that quarterback position. And, man, I really thought, you know, as the season went along, he would start. Because, again, he's still fairly, you know, hasn't. I think we're now at the point where he's started in a year's worth of games or whatever.
Yeah.
But you just thought at some point it was going to click, and it just really never has.
Oh, this is so hard to watch because this defense plays their butts off. They play on a level that Wyoming hasn't seen in a long time. You look at this, 20.6 points against, 33rd in the nation.
Point
four, 17.8, 120th in the nation.
It's incredible, man.
I asked Jay in the presser this week, how do you maintain the morale of your defense when they are putting everything they can into these games to keep you guys and keep you competitive, and it never gets paid off? And I got, you know, typical coach speech, you know, I just tell them, do your job. And if you keep doing your job, then, you know, everything will turn. Like, once everyone starts doing their job, it'll click. But, man, my heart, like, goes out to these kids. If I was working that hard at something and I wasn't getting any money for it, I'd be pretty – I mean, that's a bad comparison. But you know what I mean. My office isn't paying me off. I'd be a little upset.
I mean, I'm seeing it. I see it with so many teams that we've been following this year. Here in our backyard with Greeley, same kind of thing. This defense was pretty good, and you just you get to that point where you almost don't blame them mentally when they start pressing, when they start trying. I keep saying this week. I don't look at seasons like this and say guys quit. I think guys start really stretching. Guys really try to make plays. For whatever reason, to get theirs, whatever, to try to change the trajectory of a game. But I have been impressed with this defense. They seem to always be in position. Nobody seems to be getting out and trying to get theirs individually.
Well, and that's what I think makes them so special. It's a group that you can tell really cares about each other. I think this whole team really cares about each other. And we were talking to Caden Barnett this week, and he said that's why, like, this year, like losing games this year hurts more than any other year, just because I care so much about these guys. We care so much about each other. I think that's still really important. You know, nobody's quit. Nobody's pointing fingers as far as we know. But I mean, I think you can tell body language wise. But I mean, when you talk about people pushing it, I think Caden's the one pushing it the most. Some of those interceptions are just, why are you making that? Why are you trying to make that play? And he did it again. We talked about it last week. That can't happen. He did it again. He did it again against Fresno.
Do you look at these final two games? Like you said, he'll still have eligibility. Are these final two games essentially an audition for him to be the starting quarterback next season?
I think as the weeks go on, it's become less and less likely that he'll be at the University of Wyoming.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I mean, he just doesn't – he's a great kid. A great kid, don't get me wrong. But just you watch him, it's night and day compared to him when he was rolling, right? The body language isn't great. It doesn't look like he's got any of that swagger that you need as a quarterback. I mean, that could all flip this week, right? You know, sometimes when you've got the yips, you just need something to click, and that could happen.
Yeah, it's a huge game just to make that final game against Hawaii meaningful. You got to win this one, and then at least, like, final game of the season, at least it means something. You could become bowl eligible. Hawaii is always tough to play when you got to go there, but when they actually have a good team, that's like double, man. That's going to be a tough battle. So got to really focus on beating Nevada now, somehow after what we saw with Nevada too. Like, that was the sure thing for me every week when we do our power rankings, Ethan, was Nevada's at the bottom. And then they'd score 55 points against San Jose State. So now I have no idea.
Your guess is as good as mine. And my so don't ask me for a pick. You kind of led up to that nothing makes sense. So the picks, I mean, they don't matter, right? It's entertainment only.
I guess, yeah. And the Mountain West has been the hardest one to figure. All these teams, like, I figured, you know, I thought I was thinking maybe Wyoming's going to be in this spot just in a different way, that they'd be flirting with a bowl game at least. And then for CSU, I kind of thought the same thing. I thought maybe 6 wins, 7 being the ceiling. Air Force is the other one that has me befuddled, my friend, because I thought Air Force would be in the, you know, the driver's seat to be in the Mountain West Championship this year.
Yeah, I thought they would turn around too, especially because, I mean, we were talking last year. When you're running that option offense, you've got a bunch of young guys there. It's not going to work as well. And we've seen their offense improve now as they've gotten older and more experienced, but the defense has been the issue, which is never the issue for an Air Force football team. And they've got New Mexico, but they're only -3.5 dogs to New Mexico.
Yeah.
That's freaking.
I don't know, man. It's a wild, wild situation. But, hey, let's just hope that Wyoming can rise to the occasion this weekend against Nevada with Josh Allen in attendance. You get this win, and next week you and I are talking about going down to Hawaii and winning a game there that gets you bowl eligible and upsetting a team that maybe thinks that they could be in the Mountain West Championship game, which would be kind of fun, but I'm rooting for Wyoming to spoil that.
I mean, I'm sure the guys would love to do that too, but they've got to get through this one, and they can't sleep on it. I really hope the coaching staff is always, you know, go 1-0 this week, you know, yada, yada, yada. But this one, this isn't a normal football game.
No, there's a lot of distractions to it, man. And, you know, yeah. It's funny. I was doing my Thursday night special last night. I did pick the Texans to beat the Bills. And I honestly, one of the reasons was like, well, Josh Allen's got a weird weekend coming up. You know, good one, positive. But sometimes you wonder if those things settle in. Plus, he didn't have any help last night. I mean, without his tight end there, the Houston's defense looks ridiculous. But that was something I talked about. And for Wyoming, kind of the same case. There's a lot of distractions going into this game this weekend.
They've got to be focused because, you know, New Mexico wants to come in and spoil it. They played spoiler last week. I mean, they're on spoiler watch the rest of the season, really.
Yeah, no question, man. So no picks for me. The spread was 7.5. Now it's 6.5. But you got nothing for me.
Under.
Under, what is it, 40.5? Okay, under 40.5. Although Nevada scored 55 last week, so who knows, man? Like you said.
Yeah, but this defense isn't going to let that happen.
No, there's no way they're scoring 55. All right, Ethan, my friend, appreciate you. Have a good weekend, man. I know it's going to be crazy for you, but it's also a really cool opportunity. Josh Allen's don't grow on trees, man. They don't. And Wyoming's got one of the greats, always repping them. So this should be a fun weekend for you.
Extremely blessed to be able to do it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing to cover the first jersey retirement for any team. I'm really blessed to do it. It's going to be a long day, a hard day, but Casey Clark-Mellott and I, our weekend sports anchor, are going to be putting together a really special Josh Allen special for Sunday night. And anybody who's not in our viewing area can view it online as soon as we get it up after the show.
I'll check it out, my friend. Appreciate the work you do, and we'll look to catch up with you next week as we start looking at that Hawaii game and what that means. So hopefully we're talking about that game, meaning bowl eligibility if they win. So good luck, my friend.
Hey, Godspeed, brother. Thank you.
All right, Ethan Bird, KGWN-TV, Wyoming going up against Nevada this weekend. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that, Mike. We're going to do the picks a little bit earlier this week. Coming up at 12:50-ish, because we're jumping out for the final hour of the show to get set up for our Bowling for Turkeys with Weld Food Bank. Great cause, and we really thank Chipper's Lanes for hooking us up with that. It's going to be great. 20 minutes after the hour, quarterback toilet bowl is coming up at the bottom of the hour. We got Dancing with Himself. We've got the dude down the hall. We've got Tanner Schwent. And we'll find out if my Patrick Mahomes pick miraculously put me in a good spot.
You know the quarterback toilet bowl
coming
up at the bottom of the hour?
Yes, sir.
Everybody knows that.
No, everybody doesn't know that. 21 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
For a complete rundown of all things high school football playoffs, listen to the postseason special presented by Clearwater Products, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, a former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-six minutes after the hour, it is a Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. Excited to get to the quarterback toilet bowl coming up. We've got the fellas warming up in the bullpen out there, so they'll be joining us in just a few moments. Michael, are you ready for this? It's a big one. It's a big weekend.
Did you win?
I don't know, and I forgot who everybody picked except for me. I took Patrick Mahomes,
and I hope you won because he played against the I don't know if he played against the Broncos defense. He existed against the Broncos defense.
What was his QBR against Denver? It wasn't great, but I don't know. It was a risky move on my part to go with Patrick Mahomes.
With that Broncos defense, I think it was the obvious answer.
56.2 QBR. So not. I don't know how this is. Bo Nix's rating was better than Patrick Mahomes. Bo Nix had an 89.4 rating. Mahomes had a 79.5 rating, yet Bo's QBR was lower, 43, and Mahomes was 56.2. I don't understand. Maybe Danson can shed some light on that coming up. 27 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break here. We'll bring the fellas in for the quarterback toilet bowl. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in. So apparently, is Eastside Chris going to give Michael a ride? Is that true, Derps?
He did volunteer, but I'm not sure what the stipulations will be. I believe Michael should have to do something special for Eastside Chris.
Are you prepared for that, Michael?
Don't.
Are you
don't make that
no, you're prepared to probably give him some money.
$20.
I can look in my wallet and see if I have $20. If not, Tanner, can I borrow $20?
Not a prayer's chance in hell.
What, could you give him some of your Bitcoin? You said you keep it in a wallet.
Get your crypto wallet out.
Maybe.
How about some FanDuel bucks?
Could give him a kidney stone?
Oh, I do have my kidney stone in my office.
He has it in his office.
Yeah.
Why? Can you do something
about
it.
No, I actually think it's kind of unique. It's kind of cool. We have a kidney stone here at the office. It's kind of neat.
Micah is a kidney living stone kidney maker. Stone.
Not everybody.
Kidney stone
Not
maker.
Everybody can say that. Hey, we have one of our guys' kidney stones in the office. You want to see it?
We should be utilizing this on the sales front. I don't
just
know why we've
on
been
the
missing.
Bottom of all my emails.
Yeah. By the way, sign today and see this giant kidney stone. Today only.
Yes. All right.
I do have $20 in ones, so I could also pay a stripper to pay.
Eastside Chris, are you ready?
That might actually be right up Eastside Chris's alley.
He's going to slide him into your waistband, though.
Going to drop him off at Chippers, and Eastside Chris is just heading up north, Highway 85.
What kind of music are you going to play on your radio?
Oh, he's going to keep listening to KFK.
He's going to keep listening to KFK, Michael.
Good Lord.
Come on, man.
Can't strip to that.
What?
This is going.
Not with that attitude,
I opened
you
up
can.
A can of worms.
Not with that attitude,
well,
you can't.
Usually, this is what happens during the quarterback toilet bowl. Weird stuff. We've got Tanner Schwint in studio, the Aloe Fiber Studios. The dude down the hall made an appearance, although he almost died because Tanner attacked him to get into the studio.
Startled my body.
Startled his body. And then Dancing with Himself is also here. Hello.
Hello.
Does his microphone now, sound incredibly
come
bad?
Come on, Mike. Get going over there. Not you, Mike. That Mike.
I don't know what's going on. Now it sounds fine, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was turning your microphone up instead of your headphones.
I'm glad we're doing a sound check now. Mike, I'm going to get rid of that nickname that I came up with for you yesterday.
Yeah.
Arm. Always ready, Michael.
That's
He's always ready.
Incredibly inaccurate.
He was ready yesterday when I switched my pick from the Bills -6 to the Houston Texans.
Okay, that's one example. He's not even ready for an event that he's known about for 2 weeks.
Oh, I wasn't
Please
ready.
Turn
Darn
his
it.
Mic back on. What, you know, I want to hear
That's
this.
That's such terrible radio. Anyhow, Micah sucks was the moral of where I was going with this. And you can strip to KFK. Now performing on stage number 4, Candy. Okay. Lamar Jackson is the greatest thing.
What is happening? What is happening in this?
The quarterback toilet bowl. Mike had to go last week.
Yeah, you wouldn't even show up. When Tanner vacations, like you can't even talk to Tanner.
You can, just not about work stuff. Because we're friends.
Yeah. Yeah, no work for Tanner here. I thought you'd surprise us and come in and hang out during the Rocky Mountain College kickoff.
No.
With chocolate milk.
You're too busy chasing your cows around.
Driving around with my son on the Ranger.
You did it all day, every day?
Yes.
All day, every day?
Yes.
You should give that child a nap once in a while.
Yeah, except for when he napped.
All right, how are we doing in the quarterback
level? Yeah, so I'm so stupid at this point. Like, I was saved Cam Ward, save. And then he plays the Houston Texans, and I'm like, this is the perfect time to grab him. And they held Josh Allen to a 26 QBR last night. But Cam Ward somehow ended up at a 58.3 for me last week. The Patrick Mahomes pick, 56.3. So that was better than my Cam Ward pick somehow.
Yeah, I don't know how. That was a shot in the dark. But,
and Bo Nix for Derbs was 43.2. And then Jacoby Brissett, who threw for over 400 yards, had tied the record for most completions in an NFL game, 23.4 for Tanner last week, which QBR, I don't know how they're...
I was just looking at it. There's 6 steps to building the QBR. Each quarterback action play adjusts for the difficulty of each play. So if there's a guy wide open, then he doesn't get as much credit for that. If there's a completion, he only is credited for the typical number of yards after the catch. Passer rating takes all the yards into effect. So if he's throwing a check down to a screen pass and they break it, then he's just for the short, easy completion to the screen pass. He doesn't get credit for the
Average out. Depth of target.
There's a discount on garbage time, which is exactly what I was saying about Jacoby Brissett. Opponent adjustment, more credit is given with tougher defenses and vice versa on there as well. So
the QBR kind of really tells the tale of, like, because numbers can be misleading sometimes. Yeah. You can throw for 300 yards and two touchdowns and no interceptions and think that that was a great game. But sometimes it can be, well, you had wide open receivers or whatever. So that is kind of interesting.
You were down 30 and you were just throwing it nonstop.
That's what happened with Jacoby Brissett. As soon as they went down, I started seeing his numbers go up. I'm like, really? Really? Because I'd originally texted and told you I was going to take Caleb Williams, and then I switched it last second. I'm like, this is going to be brutal. And I was hoping the QBR took in garbage time, and it did. So that's good for me.
Worked out for you.
So what are the rankings now?
So Derbs hangs on to first place for a second week. He has 44.32.
I know things.
Brady is in second at 46.39.
Yes.
Tanner's in third at 47.61. And I am bringing up the rear at 51.50.
Oh,
you suck.
But that's literally like 4 weeks in a row where I have just
been terrible.
I almost cursed there.
Good use of Cam Ward.
Yes, I stopped myself. So, with the first pick here in the week 12 round Toilet Bowl, it is me again, and I'm picking the most obvious one because this will probably be the only game he starts all year, and you guys won't get to use him. Shedeur Sanders against the Raiders.
That's a good one.
What do you think about that
one? That's a good one.
Derby?
I think he wins.
Do you think the Browns?
Me?
You think Mike wins?
No, I think the Browns
win.
Mike is known not to do that.
What's going to be more insufferable if Shedeur lights it up and they win and everything? Like, oh, I told you should have won. Or if he's like, terrible again, they pull him out. I don't know if they have one of their 72 quarterbacks. And there was, he didn't get any practice time. And Josina Anderson's going to be like, oh, look at this miracle screen pass he completed again. What's more insufferable? What's the worst case scenario on that side? He wins, Derbs, or he loses, and people still defend him?
I just worry about the football game. I don't care about
that. What about you, Mike?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it that way, I guess. I think if he goes out and plays well, I would hate to be in Cleveland because it's going to become a fight.
Yeah. If he does, does Stefanski's seat get hot?
It's already burning hot. I think he's definitely gone after the season.
Yeah, I would think so. Especially just how he handled this whole thing.
I think he would.
He's ready to get out of there.
Well, yeah.
He should tender his resignation on Saturday.
What? He's won two of the last five Coach of the Year awards. I think he's a really good football coach, honestly. And if he can get out of there and maybe he ends up with the Bengals. I don't know if that's a better situation, or I don't know. The Giants maybe a good spot for him, too. I don't know. I think he's a really good football coach.
Yeah, if only the guy that was their analytical guy would have helped him.
Hey, you leave Money Paul alone. He's turning the Rockies around right now, baby.
They're going to turn into the Browns.
Yeah. When I point you, yeah.
That was Paul. He was asking if he could speak, and Brad Pitt said, yeah, when I point to you.
Yeah.
Of course, from the movie.
Dynamite.
All right, so Mike's got his pick.
Yeah, so second pick is going to Brady this week.
Oh, pretty good. Oh, boy.
So Brady with the second pick.
What is it, Tyler Canuck? Let's go with that guy for the New Orleans Saints.
Who do the Saints have this weekend?
We're about to find out. The Falcons.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I don't hate it. I used him. He got like a 70 for me, so I hope he gets a 90 for
you. He got a 70 for me also.
Yeah. So good luck to you.
We'll see.
Yeah. Who's up next, Mike?
That would be...
It's Derbs, dude. Yeah. There's two of us. We talked about this 19 times before we got on air.
Derbs with the third pick in the Toilet Bowl.
Everyone is intrigued.
Oh, we're very intrigued.
Derbs knows he's got the spotlight.
Do you always wait for the flush to finish?
You have to. It's necessary sometimes.
You got to make sure everything goes down.
I'm going to go up north. J.J. McCarthy. Mm. I don't think he's as bad as people think, but I don't think Green Bay is the proper matchup for him.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I was thinking about that, but I'd already used him, so Mike, set me up, my friend. Set me up.
And Tanner with the final pick in week 12 of the Toilet Bowl.
Go on, Geno Smith. Geno Smith taking on that Browns defense. Miles Garrett, I think, is going to be all over him. I think that the Raiders team is just real, real bad. So I'm going to take Geno Smith and hope that that is a I hope Cleveland beats the Raiders by 40 and Shedeur Sanders throws for 900 yards.
It's funny to me, Miles
Garrett.
Gosh, I went blind, man.
Got you, buddy.
I am just losing it.
I hope you bowl better than you do radio.
Miles Garrett is probably going to break the sack record this year, and nobody is talking about it.
Yeah. Cleveland's just such a...
He's running away with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Benito was there for a second, but Garrett's
it's pretty good when he keeps his helmet on.
Yeah. Turns out, you don't try to kill people with your helmet, you can play pretty good football.
All right. He's like out there trying to win the game single-handedly, and he's just asking the offense for like, can you just score 17 points? And they can't.
They can't.
Eastside Chris said, P.S. retire Shador's jersey now, and he also says, I'm heading to the studio... Bitcoin would be nice. 20 minutes ETA for you, Mike.
Well, I won't be here in 20 minutes.
You'll be showering, and then, okay.
It's more like a 1:45 thing.
Okay.
What are you doing? Okay. Well, you need to get on there and talk to Eastside Chris. His number
Which
is right
Eastside
there.
Chris?
Let's stop getting our navigational plans
it's
on the radio.
One on the text line that says Eastside Chris.
Yeah.
Hang on. I got to find the text one. Line thing here.
Real complicated, Mike. I know.
Hello.
But to your point, going back to Miles Garrett, like I love this. This is, of course, it's happening in Cleveland because we talk about Baker Mayfield. We're like, oh, look, he's resurrecting his career, all of the adversity. It's like he literally just got off the Cleveland Browns and he was a good quarterback. It's crazy how bad of an organization that has been. Well,
and Miles Garrett, he had a chance to get out. And they said, what if we pay you $45 million a year? Mm-hmm. And he said, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, that's fine.
I would be on a crappy football team for $45 million a year.
But that doesn't concern you. Garrett. You're sitting there saying how bad of an organization it is.
No, it doesn't concern me about money, Paul.
But
if he was the captain of the boat, then yes. Don't,
he was one of
don't
the captains.
Start with me on my Rockies.
He was one of the captains.
Ryan Rolison, gone.
I can't wait until they trade for Aaron Judge and he goes like 0 for 700 to start. And says, I don't want to do this anymore. The outfield's too big, Moneyball. It's too big here.
Can they change that? Can they do something to change that?
Take down the brightish barrier. Let's get rid of the brightish barrier. More ground rule doubles. Right? Right, Derbs?
Well, the doubles is already a problem. You want more home runs.
No, get rid of the humidor. Though.
That's less baseball runners on the baseball field.
They got to get guys that can hit home runs.
No.
More.
No.
More we want runs. More of those.
No.
No?
That's more.
Don't get guys that can hit home
That's
runs.
That's how you win baseball.
No, you just get the thing. You get the guys that do the stuff. That's what the number one goal for Money Paul is.
What are you most excited about? What has he done so far?
I liked the trade. How dare you? Derbs is just going to, he liked the little trade that he did for a minor leaguer.
I'm just so excited for the turnaround. Turnaround to what?
The 50 win marks, baby. Like, come on now.
You know they're still going to be bad next year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really bad.
Yeah.
Maybe even
like wild cards.
Right.
No,
they're historically bad.
They will not be worse. I will bet you guys whatever you want on this. They will not be worse than what they just were this year. I will bet you guys whatever you want.
Well, I mean, that's incredibly hard to do.
I know, but you guys are sitting here saying it's going to be the case.
We have five guys right here that we could probably go out and do what they did this year.
Yeah, and but
you guys are throwing it out there, but nobody's taking that bet. Anything you want on the line.
They were historically bad. Why would you take a bet on historically bad?
Well, you guys are throwing it around. Okay, so I don't want to hear that they're going to be worse than they were last year. No more of that.
They'll be bad.
They'll be bad.
They're going to be bad. I get. I'll say
you can't be worse than that.
No 100 loss season.
I guess the White Sox could be.
No 100 loss season next year.
Oh. Would you guys take that bet?
Yeah. That's Kent Penley, are you listening? we'll draw up a plan this afternoon.
Yeah. Do you guys want to do your picks? Are you prepared for that?
Hell no.
Oh.
I thought college football season was over.
Does somebody have a coin?
Let's do the shame of crown.
No, shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, you lost in
you
that.
Lost.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't get a pick in, pal.
You didn't get your pick in.
Our punters killed it.
Yeah, we were punting machines.
So I forget that one aspect. Derbs is up drunk on a golf course. I'm like, hey, buddy, get me a pick right now. Like, I got your back. I'll pick somebody. And I get, we're not going to give him one this week. Thanks, guys.
Well, we
appreciate
changed the
that.
Rules. You weren't here for that.
Well,
it was Mike said he asked if you were going to come by and do the show, and it was your response to saying, like, hell no, I'm not going to. And I think that's when we decided we're not going to be nice.
No, there was none of that. He said, are you going to call in? I said, no.
Yeah, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. And you said no.
I just simply
said. And I think that that's why.
I simply said no. I was on vacation.
You know, you got us your quarter or toilet bowl. You got us your picks. Yeah. And you know we do the crown of shame.
You guys are just looking for it. Listen, I'm just saying I would have texted you guys. But if you guys want to take this
route. Do you think Josh Allen says, I'm on vacation. I can't participate in football this week, coach.
During his vacation
This is the picks. This is the Rocky Mountain College kickoff. There's no vacation.
I thought we changed the name of it. Did we not change the
Whatever
name
it is, there's no vacation.
Yes,
you're always on.
Yes.
Even though, except for today, it's canceled today.
We're bowling. We're drinking and bowling.
Yes.
In the name of turkeys.
Could have recorded it. Arizona State.
Shame of crown?
No, Tanner does.
Shame.
This is BS.
Shame.
And I have the official tallies. None of you guys know what the tallies are.
We know you have one more than you did.
So you have three.
Yes.
No. I didn't, get to the fun part of that whole clip. I was ready for that. Nice.
That part is pretty good. Real quickly, what do you guys like? Arizona State -7 over Colorado. Against Colorado.
Yes. Arizona State -7. Arizona.
Wyoming -6.5 against Nevada.
Yeah.
Pokes.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boise State -17.5 against Colorado State.
Is Boise playing for anything?
Yeah, they're trying to make the conference.
They're still playing for the conference.
Yeah, they're still in the mix. Yeah,
I don't know. Derbs,
give me Boise.
Rams.
Boise.
Bam.
Yeah, Boise. New Mexico -4 against Air Force.
Falcons.
Air Force.
And then UNC -10.5 against Portland State.
Portland State.
+10.5?
Yeah.
Give me UNC.
Bears are done.
Furry tractors.
Bears are done.
48 minutes after the hour. The picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. Those are coming up next. We'll get to it, but we'll take a short break first. It's the whole show powered by Chevron.
Big City Roadhouse presents Football Friday. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, Mike. Time for the picks. We're off an hour early today because we're going to go bowling to raise money for World Food Bank. It's awesome. Wait, what am I, Michael? 31 and 27. Had a rough week last week. So, got a rebound here.
You can do it.
I think so. We went 2-3 last week in the picks. So, got a rebound. Here we go.
Picks are on Friday. Everyone knows that.
Here we are. The Colorado Buffaloes going up against Arizona State. Give me Arizona State -7. It's dunzo time for the Buffs. Wyoming and Nevada. Nevada put up 55 against San Jose State, but I do like Wyoming's defense, and I do think Josh Allen is a winner this weekend. Didn't win last night, but they're gonna play for him. They're gonna win one for the Gipper, for their legend, Josh Allen. I like Wyoming -6.5. Boise State and Colorado State. This is in Boise. They've never lost. CSU's only beat Boise once, and it's never been there. The season's really donezo for CSU. I'm just ready to get it done so we can talk about who the next coach is. Give me Boise State -17.5. Probably a risky move. They did cover against New Mexico. Air Force going up against New Mexico. I still kind of somewhat believe in Air Force here. I'm going to go Air Force +4 on this one. The UNC Bears, final game of the season, Michael. They're going up against Portland State. If they win this game, it will be the best record they've had in almost a decade, maybe over a decade. Win number 4. Is it going to happen for the Bears this weekend, Mike? Not only will that happen, the Bears are actually listed as 10.5-point favorites. I think it's all going to click. You got your for sure quarterback in Gibson Jr. He's going. There's no doubts. It's no back and forth. It's Gibson Jr. Give me the Bears -10.5. There you go. Arizona State -7. Wyoming -6.5. Boise State -17.5. Air Force +4. UNC -10.5. Those are the picks. You're welcome. Good night, Northern Colorado.